You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning, November 3rd, in studio with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services, Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Andy. Actually, I am surprised that the morning has come because last night was kind of a big and epic deal here, and a lot of people thought that if the Cubs would win the World Series, clearly that was a sign that we were in the end times. So, yes, we are all still here, and congratulations. I must say we have three communities in Illinois, one in Peoria, which is Lutheran Hillside Village, one in Concordia Springfield. I take it back, we have four, one in Meridian Village, and then we have an affordable housing location in Belleville, and I know that they are all super excited this morning.
Well, Belleville, they're probably split, you know, some of, there are probably some Cubs fans there. I mean, St. Louis Cardinals fans there too, probably.
That's true. But as all Cardinals fans, I like to think that we are gracious to our neighbors and we congratulate them sincerely. But I do know that there have been several watch parties at those locations and a lot of excitement. So I do congratulations to the Cubs this morning.
Well, I have to say that was past my bedtime. So it was past my bedtime. So my wife, I believe, stayed up to watch the game and I didn't hear anything about it, though. She stayed pretty quiet, so.
So here's what happened. It was, you know, the Indians were down, and so my husband and I, we went to bed because we were like, oh, we're not gonna stay up to watch this. And then he, of course, gets the alerts on his phone. He's like, it's died. We have to go back out and watch it. So then we went back out and to watch it. And then I think it got to the bottom of the eighth and I fell asleep on the couch. So this morning I rolled over and I was like, did they win? Okay, great.
Just how many of our listeners in Chicago are just barely dragging into work this morning?
I think that city is going to be on permanent shutdown today. I'd be surprised if anyone comes into work.
If anyone gets anything done today.
Huh? It would be momentous.
Lots of celebrating there. I was just sharing on Facebook earlier how many of my friends who are Cubs fans probably sound like Simeon today. Oh, Lord, let your servant depart in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation. Yes. They're rejoicing this once in a lifetime moment for many of them.
Oh my gosh. So yes, congratulations. But speaking of Facebook, that is an excellent segue into kind of what I want to talk about today. Because, you know, most of the time I bring on, you know, a guest or some expert that we have from Lutheran Senior Services.
You are the expert.
Today I am the expert. because today I want to kind of catch everyone up to speed on some of the four biggest social media platforms. And for some people, you might be very familiar with these. And for other people, maybe you're not so familiar. But each of them is a way that people are connecting with one another. And especially as we get to the holiday season, to Thanksgiving and to Christmas, you know, people want to stay connected and to see what everyone is doing. And these are great ways that you can do that. And even though you might be separated from miles and miles, it can almost make it seem like you're much closer.
So it's no longer over the river and through the woods, but it's over the router and through the web.
Yeah, exactly. To grandmother's house we go. So there's four that I want to touch base on today. I'm sure the first one everyone is well aware of, and it's Facebook. And this is a way that you set up a profile. It's very user friendly. And you'll hear a lot about this one because a lot of people, from your teenagers all the way up to your grandparents, it's very user friendly so that everyone can use it and can connect with one another. So Facebook is a way you set up a profile. You can upload pictures there so that people can see what you're doing. You can send people messages. That's almost like sending a letter. So it's a private message between you and someone else. And it's a great way to see kind of what's going on amongst your friend circle.
One of the newer features on Facebook Messenger, which is if you're using like a smart device, like a smartphone or a tablet or something like that, it's a separate app, but it's a connected app. Facebook Messenger. Have you used the video chat on Facebook Messenger?
So I have an iPhone, and so I use FaceTime a lot, which is very similar.
Sure. I use FaceTime as well. But FaceTime is, you know, is proprietary, so it's only for those who have
an iPhone.
iPhone, which is great if someone has an iPhone or an iPad or a MacBook or something like that. But Facebook Messenger has a video chat as well. Were you aware of that?
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't have that on my phone.
Aha. So Facebook Messenger has...
The supposed social media expert does not have the Facebook Messenger app. I know. I'm old school in that way, I guess. Tell me about it.
Okay, so it has video chat on it as well. You can make a video call using Facebook Messenger to someone else who has Facebook Messenger. Similar to Skype. Skype is another way to video chat with someone. So there are ways to keep in touch with, mm-hmm. with you know, our family who were separated by geographical distance, we can still keep in touch with them. So, you know, residents at LSS can keep in touch with their family and friends
definitely.
And see them face to face. I know for our family, we use Skype quite a bit to keep in touch with family who is in Florida and Indiana in order for them to be able to see Oscar as he's growing up. They still, you know, Oscar calls them. We call him on Skype so that he can talk with them. Now, what he doesn't recognize is that they're not truly present in the room. And so he tries to kiss the screen when grandma and grandpa are on Skype. He tries to kiss the screen and tries to give them presents and treats and things like that. On the screen.
But that is such a great example of ways that you can use social media to stay connected with everyone. For last week, we had Chef Christian Gullett from Mason Point Senior Living here, and we used Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. So you can now have video be sent out and people can see it in real time. So think for a minute if you had like a baptism. What mm-hmm. if your granddaughter was getting baptized and you weren't able to go? You could have family members Facebook Live and in real time you could be seeing a member of your family being baptized. So there are a lot of ways that you can use Facebook in which to stay connected with people. I know my grandmother got it, and so she's reconnecting with people that she went to nursing school with, you know, a couple mm-hmm. years ago type thing. And it's been great to kind of see where people are in their lives and to reach out and reconnect those friendships. So Facebook is a great avenue for staying connected there.
Absolutely. Now, if we could come up with a technology that would help us not only see and hear, but, you know, when Christian was here cooking in the studio, now, if he could just somehow transport that food that he's cooking daily at Mason Point to my studio here through technology of some kind so that I can at least sample it every day, because that was really good.
Oh, it was fantastic last week. Yeah, for those of you who are listening and you might have missed out, go to the LSS Facebook page because you can actually see a video of our live event there. And you just go to Facebook, or you can type in facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services, kind of scroll back to last week and you'll see a video. Andy and I and Christian and a few other special guests that we had with us as taste testers. But it was an awesome time last week. I think that's something that we'll continue to do in the future. So you and I are going to get fed.
By all means, bring those chefs from LSS anytime.
Yep, I agree. It's really nice. Get breakfast.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the second social media platform that I want to talk about is Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
I confess I am not. But KFUO is. We're building our presence on Instagram. Sarah is doing a fantastic job of helping us stay on top of social media. Now, Instagram is all about images, right?
Yes. So it's very visual. So like Facebook, you know, you set up a profile type thing so that you have a page, and then you can take pictures and you can upload them. And so, and you can do a little description on the bottom as well. But yes, it's really all about the pictures. And you'll hear people talk about one of the things that they really like about it is they have these kind of filters. So you can take your image and you can make it black and white or sepia mm-hmm. or...
Right. You can make them look really... You can
really cool. Yeah. In different ways. And so you actually can see some great photographs on there, great images from around the world. And I think especially for those people who love photography,
this is
a great way to, if you don't have a nice fancy camera type thing, this is a great starting tool for some people. So I see a lot of, especially those who love photography and want to try it out and dabble in it a little bit, Instagram can be a great way to just kind of learn how to frame things and how to send pictures out. But same thing as Facebook, you know, then you can share that with other people, you know, friends of yours, and they can see the pictures if they also have an Instagram account.
Well, thanks for clarifying that for me, because I thought that Instagram was simply putting grandma on speed dial.
Oh, you have some really good jokes this morning, Andy. You're on fire today.
I had my hearty breakfast this morning.
You're on fire.
I had my chunky no monkey shake.
Oh, gosh. And Instagram's Instagram.
I should have taken a picture of it.
You should have. See, and then you could have shared it.
Shared a picture of my breakfast every morning on Instagram.
And that is actually a very popular thing to do.
It is. Yeah, I do share food from time to time on Facebook, but maybe I need to do that on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Get one Inspiration. Of those filters for you.
Oh, the holidays are coming. You don't want to see all my food during the holidays.
Oh, that's the best part, man.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanksgiving.
I know.
Okay, so Facebook, Instagram.
Okay, so the next one is Snapchat, which is kind of similar to Instagram, but in the fact that Snapchat is kind of like life in the moment type thing. So I can take a Snapchat and I can send it to people and they can see it, but then it disappears. So it's, mm-hmm. So it's kind
now
of
you
like
see
a,
me, now you don't.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of showing just a brief glimpse into people's, you know, what they're doing right now or maybe how they're feeling or what's going on. But then those pictures don't stay forever. They actually disappear. So it really is like a moment in time. And so you can send it to certain groups and people. And so it's a very more, I think, like close setting that a lot of people use it amongst, you know, maybe their closest friends and be like, hey, this is what's going on right now. Or
so it's kind of like what the Bible says about beauty. It's fleeting.
It's very fleeting. Yes.
It's there for a moment, then it's gone.
And then it's gone. Exactly. So that's, yep. So you might hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, we're going to snap that or Snapchat that. That's what they're talking about. And the fact that this picture is only going to last for a few moments and it's only being sent to a select group of people.
That's what you do when you take those goofy pictures like around Halloween where you're in that goofy costume and you don't want, you know, you don't mm-hmm. want to leave them on for posterity. Everybody see how goofy you are.
Yeah, but just for a few seconds, they can see how goofy you are.
Give them a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then go mm-hmm. on.
So my sister has Snapchat and she loves, that's how she stays in touch with people, you know, in college. And I think my dog Bo is on the receiving end. He's in a lot of her Snapchats, which is really nice because I'm like, oh, there's my dog.
I saw his picture, I think, on Facebook, the jack-o'-lantern. Yeah.
So I can't help not talking about my dog, Bo. So my husband, we don't have children yet. So really, Bo is our child in training, I guess you would call it.
And it's your preparation.
Preparation, you know, all the mistakes out on Bo. God bless him. but my sister, because Bo's birthday was on Saturday. And so she got him this little tie, this Halloween tie. And he wore that for Halloween as his Halloween costume. And so we did on Facebook, we posted, you know, some pictures of that. And so family members could see, you know, Bo celebrating his
birthday. Now,
see,
there's a good example of how Facebook works.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're Facebook friends and we can kind of keep up on what's going on in each other's lives. And even when we don't get to talk, you know, on a regular basis, we can see.
Still see what's going on.
Yeah, so you may have, let's see, well, I don't think I'm not very good at posting pictures. My wife is better at that. You should probably friend my wife so
I'm
you can see pictures.
Friend your wife.
So you can see pictures of Oscar.
But I mean, it's such a great example of, you're right, how, you know, you can kind of see what people are doing, you know, and what's going on in their lives instead of, you know, when you might not have the opportunity to talk to them every mm-hmm. day.
And so if you have a friend who posts too many pictures of what they had for lunch or breakfast, mm-hmm. you can change how often they show up in your newsfeed too.
So that's a great thing to bring up now. A lot of people might be concerned about social media because they're like, you know, everyone can see everything and there are some, you know, security issues that you want to do, but that's all customizable. So you can go into Facebook, you can go to Instagram, you can go to Snapchat, and you just have to make sure that your privacy settings are set in a way that makes you comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So for myself, you know, I do it so that you have to be a friend of mine. So I have to have given you permission so that you can see my, you know, what I post and what I say type thing. And you can make, you know, there's varying levels and based upon how comfortable you are and how much, you know, you want to share with the world, you can customize that.
Exactly. I don't let everyone see that bowl of oatmeal I had for breakfast. So
only special friends.
Yeah. No, it is nice because you have that ability to control, you know, those privacy settings. And so you have a little more control over who sees those images or who sees what you're writing, mm-hmm. those types of
things. Exactly. And so going back to all these platforms, you know, those are for individual people, but then businesses as well. So sure. You were talking KFU Always on Instagram, Lutheran Senior Services. We're both on Facebook and Twitter, which is what I'm going to briefly touch upon in a little bit. But those are ways that we share with people. This is what our ministry is doing. These are the people whose lives we're impacting and the stories that are coming out of that. So we Facebook all the time, capturing moments that are happening within LSS. So last week we had a groundbreaking at Dunn Road Manor, which is one of our affordable housing locations. And they're adding 36 apartments. So we Facebooked that so that people who weren't able to be there could see what was going on. And we do other things. We post articles and things of that nature. But if there's businesses as well on there, that if you, mm-hmm. you love that business, you can also not only be connected to people, but can be connected to larger organizations as well.
Absolutely. And you even share on LSS Facebook. You share what we talk about here.
We do. So every week, once you guys put that up on KFUO, I take that link and we put it up on our own Facebook page so that people can re-listen to it if they'd mm-hmm. like. They can go back and look in the archives as well. So it's a great way of having information available and that people can come and check out.
And you know, for the listener, if you're listening and you're surfing through, you know, searching through Facebook, you see that story on Facebook that LSS shares about our conversation here on KFUO. You see it. There's a share button, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they can share it. Say, oh, you think so and so would really like to hear about this, or would like to see this video of them cooking in the studio because they made something that, oh, I think they'd really like. You can just click on that share, and you can share it with all of your friends or with a specific friend. It gives you some options as to how you share that as well.
So Facebook is very interactive in that you can like things and you can comment on things. So we got a lot of comments last week, which was great. And you're right, we can share it as well. The last one I want to make sure that we touch base on is Twitter, which is like short abbreviated messages. So you only can use 140 characters, and a character is like a space or a letter or a word, a letter or space or like in a comma or any sure. sort of thing like that. And so you get a shortened, abbreviated space to kind of share your opinions or your thoughts. And so I know a lot of people like to use that. That's how they keep up on the news and things that are happening. So last night when the Cubs won, all of a sudden Twitter exploded, you know, with Cubs win and can't believe it and Jesus must be coming.
The world is coming to an end.
But yeah, so these are great. If you are new to social media, I encourage you to check these out. Kind of research maybe one of them you want to try it out or a few more, but it's a great way to stay connected, especially during the holidays.
Absolutely. So over the router and through the web to grandmother's house we go.
To grandmother's house we go.
It's a great way to stay connected. Anne-Marie, always great to chat with you on Thursday mornings. Thanks for being here.
Always good, Andy.
Have a great day. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time.